Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk about the top 5 things you should be doing during quarantine so you feel motivated, glowy, and healthy. And I think you do have to have quarantine goals. I think we've all gone through ups and downs and feelings of apathy, loss of motivation. And one way you can stay motivated is to make a simple list of the 5 things you want to get done during quarantine. I don't want a big detailed list. I want something small, achievable, attainable, and time goal oriented. So I've made a few lists for myself. And one of them is to exercise every day. That's something that makes you get those positive, good endorphins, a little bit of calorie burning, a little bit of muscle maintenance. That is so important. So a little physical exercise to get the blood flowing is something that I can never do on a daily basis when I'm at work. So I've really invested in forcing myself to take at least 30 minutes for at least a 2 or 3 mile walk, maybe the treadmill or sometimes outdoors. And I want you guys to make sure you're doing something active to keep the blood flowing. I'm working on muscle mass. In case you didn't know, muscles are the fountain of youth. The more you build your muscle mass, the better your bone density, the better resistance you'll have, the improvement that you'll have in insulin handling of your body is incredible. As we age, we lose so much muscle mass, and I think that's part of the reason we become insulin resistant and we start to develop premature adult onset diabetes. And we eat a lot of carbs, we eat a lot of sugars, our bodies have to constantly pump out insulin for that. It's important to have large bulk core muscles because they help to process these sugars, they help to reduce insulin sensitivity. I'm also intermittent fasting. I think that that's one of the healthiest habits that I've done for myself in all of 2019 and into 2020, and I have certainly lost at least 10 pounds by doing that, and it has not been painful, frankly. I wake up, I have my morning coffee, that gets my brain going with caffeine. I've stopped putting milk or creamer into that, but I do put a little Splenda. And in that way, my body is forced to rely on just body fat for calories. Your body's never going to burn fat unless you withdraw and withhold sustenance, because as soon as you eat that bit of breakfast, you've got something to metabolize, and that's going to turn into sugars and excess calories and fat. If you want to burn fat, let's turn off the feeding source and reduce food content. So at night when you go to bed, 9 o'clock at night, no food should enter your mouth after that hour. And then that'll give you a full 12 hours of fasting till from 9 p.m. till 9 a.m. And then if you just have your black coffee, green tea, water, or something with no calories in the morning, you are going to be able to push that window a little bit further. So I'll probably go till about noon or 1 o'clock. So in addition to the 12-hour fast, adding 4 more hours or so is terrific, like a 16-hour fast. This is a period of time where your body definitely has no calorie content. You can have water, you can have hydration, but you will have to burn fat. And your fat, when it burns, is going to reduce your total body fat. Your body fat is one of the things that keeps you looking older. People always ask me how to stay youthful looking, and I think it's so important to have an ideal body weight. I think it's also so difficult. It's virtually impossible. All the food tastes so good in the United States. But one of the things we should strive for is a little bit of weight loss. When we are trying to look younger and we're adding fillers and we're adding Botox, we're adding injections, with the simple, easy way to look a little younger is actually to lose 5 or 10 pounds. So if you can commit to something like trying intermittent fasting, you might have some great success with that. It just really turns on your body's fat burning ability. And then something about fasting, it removes you from this desire to constantly seek food and constantly replenish and not even think about if you're hungry or not. It's really quite amazing that when you fast, you're less hungry and your carb cravings actually go down. So I've enjoyed that very much. So that's one of my morning habits. I love the idea then of intermittent fasting, exercising a bit every day, trying to wake up at the right time, because if you can be on a little bit of a schedule, I think you'll have better results overall. The sleep schedule disruption with coronavirus has been intense. And I somehow can't get anything done, even though these days are long. They're also going away very quickly. So try to get to bed at a decent hour. Try not to fall into a hole of social media, TikTok watching, a deep dark hole of like scrolling. I recommend reading every day. So taking your eyes away from an electronic screen and doing some actual reading on a paper book is like a luxury now, to hold a paper book. And it's so wonderful to absorb words through that medium. It's just different from reading an electronic screen. And I feel like I have eye strain by the end of the day from looking at screens, and your eye just somehow relaxes and your body feels different when you read an actual book. So find an old favorite book. And I've been enjoying old childhood favorite books and books I read in college, and something comforting about reading those things that really motivate and inspire you and holding them in your hands. I've also made a commitment to my skin. This has been a month of intense skincare, and it's been really fun, from lymphatic massage in the mornings to using multiple layers of products. I am doing a morning routine followed by a midday cleanse after exercising, followed by my nighttime retinol, and I've been excited to do a home peel. So for those of you who don't know, on Instagram, I've done my own home pretty peel. And this is a combination of 5 different acids. It's applied in 2 or 3 layers over about 10 minutes. It's very simple. And with the layer of retinol, antioxidants, and nutrients that are going to replenish and remove the dull, superficial skin that just kind of is sitting there. I don't know about you, but I feel like dull, doughy, fatigued, and frumpy these days. And this has been so nice to brighten and improve my skin luminosity, texture, and tone. Chemical peels can be done quite safely, and small repeated peels are the way to go. So you don't want to do a deep, deep, deep peel. You can do those, but there's more downtime, and you may not see as much results as when you do mid-level peels that are just more frequent and repeated. So I definitely recommend this one. This Pretty at Home peel has TCA, kojic acid, mandelic acid, salicylic acid, vitamin C, and retinoic acid. So it's an excellent combination of brighteners, lighteners, and tighteners. Love it. I also have been very good about getting through the junk on my desk. I think doing this sort of Marie Kondo of my office has been very therapeutic, and I've made a mental decision to not hold on to magazines that I want to read that I'm never going to read because I have a pile and I got rid of it. And I've also decided to not hold on to emails, newsletters where I'm like, oh, I'm going to read that article later. I'm just purging it, because if I really want it, I'll find it on Google somewhere. So that idea of eliminating clutter and having visual clean lines is very, very good for your brain and for sanity. So those are some tips, some of them beauty, some of them more mental, some of them more health related. Don't forget to plan ahead when quarantine's over. You guys all need to come in and let's get back to our normal status of beauty. We get used to seeing our faces a certain way. And when we show up for ourselves and we haven't made an effort, like during quarantine, it really affects your self-esteem and your psyche. So it feels great to roll out of bed and be in your sweats and not have to put on makeup and all that. But it also feels like you're not showing up for yourself, and you start to feel a little run down, bedraggled, and not your normal vivacious self. So it's time to pull ourselves together. I know Botox is going to be so popular when we first get back. All these Zoom meetings have highlighted our wrinkles. Definitely think about doing a little touch of Botox. Remember, every 3 to 4 months, you need to maintain. And your fillers, start with your cheeks. That's always my favorite for the best mid-face support. That's it for now, guys. Stay motivated, stay hopeful, stay beautiful, and most importantly, stay healthy. Love you.